Father, we worship you and we glorify you for the increase of your government that will know no end. For that day that is coming and now is in revival, but will give itself to another dispensation. We live for both. We live for this time, this grace season in which there's a great harvest, in which the sons of God, which are the sons of and daughters that Joel spoke of, will be part of an end time harvest. Father, we cherish, we love you, Holy Ghost. How precious you really are. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to speak on the subject of the final days of the end. This is part two or lesson two, and tonight will be concerning the subject of the puffed up mind. The puffed up mind. So stay with me. Hallelujah. How many are ready to learn? Amen. To be taught, I should say. I want to acknowledge, I think it's important for us to acknowledge some related ministries that we are a part of. And so I think probably just by the process of osmosis of just you being around us and hearing us speak of other ministries from time to time, that probably what I will say will be more on the obvious, but just for clarification, or people that may be watching or maybe watching us, this ministry most of the time, I want to mention some other names, like who do you relate to, Pastor, or who do you have confidence in listening to their ministries or listening to their teachings? And that way, if anyone in here, if any of these names are not familiar with you, or anyone out there that is listening to us and you hear us speak of these people and you think, well, I'll investigate and see what God's speaking to them, because there's some really wonderful things that these men are teaching. And so I guess in all essence, I'm just saying these are people that I trust. These are men that I trust. And these are people that you could go to their website, listen to them, and feel confident that you would not be getting off track. One, obviously, I definitely want to mention him, it's an obvious, but is our own Homer Betancourt, and he's on our website, and it's under Associate Ministries. So if you hear Homer Betancourt and you want to listen to any of his teachings, it's under Associate Ministries at bronkflint.org. Also, of course, we know Gary Carpenter. We've been listening to his ministry for years now, and Gary's been coming here, was until the Lord took him off the road for a while. But nevertheless, we just enjoy his ministry. We just finished the First John series, okay? And we did that here corporately, but a lot of people did it that could not make it, that are listening to that online. And so, of course, Gary Carpenter, Nathan Varble, and most of our young adults are very accustomed to Nathan, and even many of our adults. Nathan is one of the teachers at the Family Prayer Center in Tulsa, and also Alan Taylor, which we just love Alan Taylor. He's a wonderful man of God, and he's one of the teachers there, along with Gary Carpenter and Nathan Varble. And of course, Tim Stemple, which is, would you would say, the one of the all there's father figures there, but I would say Tim is I don't know how to describe, but father of fathers, really. And Tim doesn't minister a whole lot, but when he does, I mean, he doesn't minister from the pulpit a whole lot. He ministers all the time, but when he does minister from the pulpit, you're like, oh my God, I wish that I could hear this more. Please say, don't. He's one that kind of administrates and governs and pushes everyone else out while he hides in obscurity. And we're just like, when we hear him speak, we're like, Lord, please, you know, Tim, please come out of the shadows. And he's got so much to say. So, of course, Jim Martin, and Jim and Kathy will be here with us in February for a full week. And so, we just know Jim. We just, that's a give me. L.A., or his, you might call him, or might say, Alan LeGault, or it's pronounced Legault. and they pronounce his name in the French, and I'm sure I'm not doing it justice, but it's Elie Legault. And he and his beautiful wife, Jamie, work for Jim, and they're associate ministers, and they work there with him in Dayton, Ohio. And L.A. has a wonderful ministry of teaching. It's very powerful. And if you ever get a chance to listen to him, that somebody's very, very safe. Barry Johnson, also one of his elders, Jim's elders in the church, tremendous teacher. So he just, I listen to his teachings, wonderful teacher. He teaches when Jim is gone between him and L.A. And you can trust Barry. Very powerful. He produces a monthly teaching letter. I'm sure that you can go online and subscribe to his teaching letter, and I would highly recommend it. Also, a young man, or he's a father of three. He and his wife minister and have a pastoralship in Iowa, and his name is Richard Edgar. And Richard is also a very powerful teacher of the Word, and so. He teaches at the prayer center, at the conferences, has the last couple, and does a lot of the ministry, some of the ministry at the young adults conferences. So did I miss anybody that we're normally, it's Gary, Nathan, Alan, Jim, what's that? Oh, Pastor Dave, yeah, of course, Pastor Dave. We'd love to have Pastor Dave, hear from him again, and we will one day. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish I could show you pictures, and maybe I can sometime. I'm friends with a man that I met two conferences ago. His name is Tony. I'll give you first name, Tony, in Australia. And he is ministering to a group of people down there that meet, I think it's monthly, but they may be meeting more than that. But they're meeting in homes or home, and there's about 70 of them, and just about every single one of them are young adults. Every single one of them. And he sends me pictures, and I'm sitting there just like breaking down almost, because they're having a little revival down there. And years ago he got on to some of Gary Carpenter's teachings, and then got into Dave's book, and just has been really at it. And Tony loves the Lord, is very powerful. And he'll send me these pictures, and they're just, you know. This week we baptized a dozen. He baptized all three of his sons, all three of his teenage sons, and he said, and then he shows me all these pictures of these people standing, waiting to get in line, and he's telling me this person got free from bipolar depression, this person got free from some eating disorder, this person got free from, I'm like, my God, I'm like, Australia, Sydney's in revival, come here, Lord Jesus, even so, you know, it's like, but he knows I'm rejoicing with him, and it's a godly thing that's happening down there. So I just want to say that to you, to let you know that this is happening other places, and what we're after, and even so, I'm watching all these people get baptized in a pool. I'm like, we're going to have a baptism. And somebody said, yeah, you don't do baptismals until it gets cold. And I don't know. It's usually we do it at the Leibs pool, and they're usually gone, and it's usually in the wintertime. But maybe that's the litmus test to see if people really want to get baptized. I don't know. So hallelujah. So the other things are going on, very powerful things all around the world, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Let me review last week's just a little bit, because I want us to get into tonight's lesson. Matthew 24:14, you don't have to turn there. It says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We used that kind of as a launching pad last week, and we said, you know, I gave credit to Homer. I said that's one of the scriptures that he called me on and said, do we have like a go-to end time? And I'm sure there's a number of them, a verse that promises that there really would be some kind of outpouring. What would we say to somebody that says, give me a verse to substantiate what you believe as far as there will be an outpouring in the last days? Another one is, of course, in the whole book of the second chapter of the book of Joel, in the last days, this is going to blah, bam, 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 all these things, blah, 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 boom, 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 boom. All these things will be taking place. I will pour out of my spirit. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy, see visions, old men dream dreams, on and on and on. And we see the body ministry there. You know, and one of the things that I'm excited about, I was telling Kendi the other day, of so many different ones that are saying, you know, I've had this vision, or I've seen this dream, or I've had this prophecy, and they're writing them out. Please, if this is new to you, if you've had dreams, and everybody has dreams, but as you pray in tongues and as you grow, you'll begin to differentiate between pizza dreams and God dreams. The God dreams kind of like, they won't go anywhere. They stayed the whole next day, you know, like, man. And there's something on the inside that's itchy. It's like, wow, what was that about? And then if you start to write it down, you'll find out if it is from God, the Holy Spirit will kind of just jump on it. And then you'll begin to, you know, write those things down. Come and see me. Share with me. Because we're excited about what God is doing in the entire body. Hallelujah. I said this, I'm just going to read some paragraphs to kind of get us back into where we were at last week. The name of the lessons, present tense, are the final days of the end. Now, we got into, I said the big word last week, eschatology, end time events, to a small measure, but really to kind of just get us excited about where we live now. But do you know, I believe you do, and those watching, that as surely as we live and breathe today, that there is another dispensation that is coming. It is coming. And it is going to be just as real as the world that we live in. I know this. I'm going to be... If I live what I've already lived again, I'm going to be someplace else. I won't be here, you know, because I'm close to 60. And if I live almost what I lived now, I'm going to be someplace else. So I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I got here in time. It's like it's just gone. And all of you millennials, you know, you guys are at a place where I think for everybody right now, because of everything that's going on and the technology that's taking place, in a realistic sense of dates and times, you cannot say that actual time per se is speeding up. But in the sense of the reality that it's having on us, it really is. Because of the busyness of life, and because everything is coming at us and everything is changing so fast, we say this, and it's you say it, but it sounds like a cliche, so you're kind of like void, you don't want to say it. But I said it last year, and I think I said it for the last 19 years while I've been pastoring here. I don't know where this past year went. We will have Christmas very soon in the next few weeks. The new year will be here, and then I'll be standing up here in 2000, going into 2020, and saying, I don't know where the year went. And so all you millennials, very soon, you won't be young adults anymore. It won't be long. You'll be my age. Okay? So we're believing that somewhere in all of this is sandwiched a tremendous outpouring of God's Spirit. So when we're looking at final days, we're not studying things to say, okay, the oohs and ahs of end time events. We want to look at them in a sense of the word to say, this is real. This is real stuff. It's really coming down to an end. The Holy Spirit's just kind of checking me a little bit here to maybe skip some stuff and just to read this. Why don't you go with me to Luke chapter 17.